In this week's parsha, Parsha Shmos, we find, of course, the story of the burning bush, which begins with the Parag Gimel, and it says there that Moshe Rabbeinu noticed that there was this unusual sight, a bush that was on fire and didn't burn. So it says in Parag Gimel, Pasuk Dalet, Vaya Hashem Kisol Eros, when Hashem noticed that Moshe went to look at it, Vayika Alav Elokim Yitoch Hasnev, Vayom Moshe, Moshe Vayom Hineni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him from within the bush, and he said, Moshe, Moshe, and he said, Hineni. And then our Pasuk for tonight, Pasuk Hei, Vayomer Al Tikrav Halom. Don't come closer to here. Shal Ne'olecha Me'al Raglecha Ki Amokam Asher Ta'omid Olav Admas Kodeshu. Remove your shoes from your feet, because the place upon which you are standing is holy ground. That's what Moshe was told, to remove his shoes.
Ah,
it's a good question. Probably wasn't wearing socks, so it may become relevant to what we discuss. But just to remove his shoes, because it's holy. Maybe at the end we'll get back to what that has to do. So what if it's holy? You know, why do you have to remove your shoes, and what's that got to do? But we'll see a little bit. Hopefully we'll come back to it at the end, just in terms of pshat and the pasuk. But for now, we have the following statement that the Medrash makes in Shmos Rabbah, in the end of Parsha Beis, where the Medrash says this isn't a one-time din, so to speak. It wasn't a one-time situation. But rather, again, at the end of Parsha Beis, it's Siman Yud Gimel, it says, Shal Ma'alecha kol mokom shashchina nigles also benilas asandal. Any place where the Shekhinah is, so the Shekhinah sort of travels to, if you will, is also benilas asandal. They can't wear shoes. V'chein b'Yoshua. Similarly, in Yoshua, when he meets up with the Malach, it says, Shal Na'alecha, take off your shoe. And then, for our purpose now, V'chein ha-Kohanim lo shimshu b'mikdash eli yecheifim. The Kohanim would not serve in the Mikdash with any shoes on, they'd be barefoot. And that's the din. Rav Mendel Kasher in the Torah Shlema on this pasuk has a whole discussion. The Miluim in the back, I think it's Siman Hey, has a whole discussion about the issue of being barefoot in the Beis HaMikdash. In the commentary, the Eitz Yosef here on the bottom of the Medrash Rabbah, it says, "Komar v'hashta time of the Kohanim ainu ibnei k'tusa mokom atzmo elad neishas shom ashchina nigles." He says, "What about now?" I think this is referring to because the fact is the Kohanim now take off their shoes also, but it's not because of the kedusha of the place. I mean, yeah, shul has kedusha, but no more than any other place. We don't make people take off their shoes when they come into the shul. So clearly, I think that's referring to. He says, "Zechena Kohanim come about hashta now." In other words, in the Beis Hamikdash, you could tie in the reason they took off their shoes. Indeed, was because it was a makom kodesh. Okay. Oh. Okay. Okay. Welcome. He's saying, we'll see. He says, not going to lose Malkom because I'm not sure my Shechina Niglis, because it has to do with the Shechina. I think what it has to do with, and as we're going to see, that the Shechina rests upon the top of the Kohanim. We have a Pasuk in Shir Hashir, it says, Meitzes Marachakim, that the Shechina sort of peers between the hands of the Kohanim, split their fingers, so the Shechina is there. This is why.
He says that's why they take the Shechina.
I don't know. And as he says, Vahashta, I'm not referring to Vahashta, time of the Kohanim, Eino it nekdusha mokom ba'atzmo, el neshashama Shechina Niglis. He says, Hashta, I think that's him, I don't know. In other words,
the thought of the matter is that the Kohanim take off the shoes.
Yeah.
Because there was a case of Cohen that the middle start tying shoes.
Oh, so that's what we see in the Gemara. But we'll see the Gemara in a moment. But the this is the Medrash. I'm just wondering if it has to do. I think it has to do with the fact that the Shekhinah is considered to be resting on top of the hands of the Kohanim. In fact, as a side point, that's why you're not supposed to look at the Kohanim. One of the little kids will tell us, you look at the Kohanim, you get blind, you know. But what it means is the Shekhinah is there. The truth of the matter is, the way the Kohanim stand today, their hands are covered anyway by the talus. So the truth of the matter is, even though, I don't exactly call it a minig Yisrael, but I guess a nihug among Jews is that everybody in the tzibur kind of pulls the talus over their head, or they pull the talus over the kids. I don't do that. I thought, I don't know if they have said, but it should be ponim el ponim. I thought, I sort of look straight ahead. I look at my sitter. I don't wrap up on the talus, because the bracha is supposed to be delivered face to face, ponim el ponim. I remember when I was a kid, sometimes people in the shul used to turn around. I remember people used to turn around. They even turn their back around, you know, that's a toast. That's a mistake. But so the answer is, well, that's what's there at the Kohanim's hands, but you can't see them anyways. The hands are covered by their palaisim usually. Okay. But anyway, I
had a shiur on that from Bar Shaul.
Yeah.
And when I was in Tel Aviv. And he made a point, it makes a lot of sense that the whole thing evolved you basically have to show some kind of
colored
readiness to accept,
the bracha, right?
That's kind of semi-boring or
right.
meaningful step. And from that evolved the whole conception of don't look.
Don't look, yeah. But really, it's because of the Shekhinah. Okay. Now, the Gemara in Sota on the Mem Amud Aleph says the following. At the bottom of the page, the Gemara is talking about covered for, you know, or Ema for the Tzibur. Gemara quotes a Tana Rabbanan, and it doesn't say the words Tana Rabbanan, but the Bach and those Gimel fills it in. It says the Tana Rabbanan, that's what it's a quote from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis. It says Tana Rabbanan, the Ein HaKohan, again, it's the middle of a topic, but for us now, the Ein HaKohanim Rishoyin Lalos Besandalehan Leduchan. The Kohanim are not permitted to go up to the Duchan. The Duchan means a platform. Even though in Yiddish we refer to the act of Birchas Kohanim as Duchaning, okay, Duchan is a platform. The Kohanim go up on it like they have in the main shul over here. There's, you go up, you know, and that's where the Kohanim stand. There's a Duchan is a platform. So it says, Ein HaKohanim Rishon Lalos B'Sandalein LaDuchan V'Zeu Achas Miteisha Takana Shehiskin V'Yechem and Zakai. This is one of a group of Takanas V'Yechem and Zakai was Misakin. Ask the Gemara, my timer. What's the reason behind? What's the problem with wearing shoes? Lav mishum kavod tzibur. Isn't it a din of kavod tzibur? That's how it ties into this Gemara here in the Insulta Daf Mem. Isn't it a din in kavod tzibur? Explains Rashi. Lav mishum emosa. Rashi has a lashon emosa de tzibur, not kavod tzibur. That which is really what the language of the Gemara is previously. The sugya here in Insulta Daf Mem was about emos tzibur. But for our purpose tonight, it's sufficient to sort of pull them together. We'll equate them. So Rashi, lav mishum emos de tzibur, meaning it neish. Okay, when a guy raises his hand, so the rest of the garments sort of stretch a little bit, right? They have these long garments. So it could be that if you wore a flowing robe like people wore in those days, you couldn't see the shoes anyhow. Right, but when you stick up your hands, then naturally the rest of the garments kind of get elevated as well, says Rashi. And therefore, again, Vipnesha Mistalkin, Begado, Asun, Vidoso, Bahagbo, Asyodov, and Nirin Sandal of Litzibur, and his shoes will be visible to the Tzibur. The Hain, Ein, Ruin, Liros, Vipne, Tipsha, Layin. Sandals are dirty, they've got garbage, junk on them, you know, it's not nice. Okay, so when a person's wearing a flowing robe and his shoes are covered, they get up there and stick up their hands like this. So then all the shoes become visible, so it doesn't look nice. It's not covered at tzibur. The guy who goes up, he's got the snow or whatever it is all over his shoes. Snow will probably melt, but let's say he's got the teeth, means like cement, you know, junk. So is that the reason why? So Amar of Ashi Lo. Ashi says, no, that's not the reason. Hasam Shema Nifsikar Lo Ritzua Bisandalo. We're afraid like this. A guy is going to have his shoes on and his sandal become undone while he's up there, which, you know, is very uncomfortable. So, the harder other lemikdere, and he'll go down, he'll come off the bima, he'll want to tie his shoes, right before he goes up there, he'll realize it, so he'll come back down. And people at Tzibur will say, the Amri ben Grusho ben Chalutzo. They'll say, oh, this guy's not, he's leaving, he's not a real coin, a faker, so, you know, he's not a real coin. That's what it says in the Gemara. Says Rashi, the Ganai Ulaatmo, it's a Ganai, it's an embarrassment. Mislotitimalov, they'll sort of mock him. Kishisandola Muteris, when his sandal comes untied. Biyasi Lamikta, he'll sit down to tie it. So then the Chaver Bevarcha, while everyone else is went on, they're not gonna all wait for him to go finish tying his shoes. He'll sit down, tie his shoes, the Brachas Khan will go on as originally scheduled. Basila Mamer ain't a royal in the Sias Kapayim Vahalaf Yashalov. Oh, that's why he sat down. He felt bad for faking us out all these years. Now he's doing tshuva and he sat down. He really must be a Ben Gusha, Ben Chalutza. It'll cause a whole problem. They're always worried. The Gemara in other places also is worried, you know, about people say if a coin doesn't take an aliyah, if people say, oh, he's not a real coin. You know, people, again, Yuchsin was very important. So that's what that is what the Gemara says.
It's Harag. So, I don't know if it's been like another place, but I grew up where there were sneakers.
Yeah.
Provided by the shul
for the Kohanim slippers. Yeah.
So you would slip out of your shoes.
Interesting.
And you have these things you have to tie.
That's the example of the total misconception.
Yeah. Although there is a difference that we've shown and discussed about different kinds of shoes, whether it has to be leather, because again, we know that when it comes to, I'm not discussing that, but when it comes to Nilas HaSandal from Kippur, what's also is leather. So is that the same thing here?
That's all point. Here's
right. It's not even a leather. Right. That's it. Okay.
The problem would be that your hands are dirty.
Also, okay, so yeah, but until he does that and goes out, so he'll miss the whole duchen, so people will say that he's not a real kohen. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara really has two answers. I mean, it sounds like the simple reading is that Rav Ashi rejects. The Gemara says, Lav Mishum Kvod Tzibur. Isn't it because it's embarrassing because his shoes are dirty or whatever? No, it's Rav Ashi says because of this business with the strap becoming untied. As I say, that's the Gemara in Sota on Daf Mem. The Meiri, I mentioned to you, this comes in Rosh Hashanah as well. I'm left lamed aleph in the base. So the Meiri over there in the base Sabachir in Rosh Hashanah, the Dibur Amaskil Ein Kohanim, right? Ein Kohanim Rishon Lalos Bisanan of Duchan Vizu Achas Mitesh Takanos Shetiken Vechon and Zakai, right? It should the Takanos Vechon and Zakai. Or Maseches Sota and the Meiri quote the Argamar and Sota Pirshu Atam Shema Tifsa Karitzua LeEchad Mehem VeKosho VeYavo Loma Alav Shemen Gusho Ben Chalutzo. Period. End of Meiri. Doesn't even quote the answer about Kavanat Tzibur. Let me bring it. Meiri just says the reason is because you know the shoelace or the strap will become undone. They'll have to go off and tie it. And people say the Ben Gusha Ben Chalutzo. Meiri does not even, so to speak, goris that terror. It doesn't even exist. This response. Similarly, the Ran in Megillah. This discussion also appears in that Kohanim. So the Ran in Megillah. It's tough. The Ran comment on the Rif. It's tough. Test Zion of an Aleph from the pages of the Rif. So the Ran there writes, "Ein akana b'shem lalos b'sandalem leduchan shema yipsa karetzu misandalo ve'asi leitrud." Okay, ve'ina he'll get busy with it; he'll become preoccupied with it. Ve'inach parsi adayu, the others will go on and you know do nesias kapayim. They'll spread their hands leduchan. Ve'asi lemechush b'asvei shemen gushem echolutzu v'achis in parak ve'elin amarin, as it says in parak ve'elin amarin. That's sota daf mem alef. So the Ran, and also there's nothing about korat tzibur. That seems to be the reason that the Rishonim accept. Okay, namely the reason that it's going to lead to people being motzilazin, and they don't mention the Kavanat Tzibur. Just for the sake though of completeness in terms of honesty, in terms of the Rishonim, so the truth is that the Radvaz has a tshuva in Chelek Vov, Simon Shnei Alofim Reish Samach Dalet. A lot of tshuvas from it. Yeah.
So this kind of a lot of things that we do today, Zayther, like we walk before we eat because the Kohanim wash their hands.
Okay, yeah.
Today, they take off their shoes.
Zeicher, because Kohanim. That's how they did the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, but the Gemara didn't say that. Good Svara. Yeah, it's true. Now, the truth of the matter is, it's mentioned as a Takana of Yochanan and Zakkai. Right, as I said before, it's a Takana of Yochanan and Zakkai. One of the nine Takana of Yochanan and Zakkai. And the truth is, if you look carefully, and now's not the time to go into that, but many of Yochanan and Zakkai's Takanas were designed as Zeicher Mikdash. We know from the Lulav of Kol Shiva and other things. See, Rechon and Zakkai was the transitional figure. I mean, I don't go into history right now, but the pivotal figure in transferring the center of Torah authority from Yerushalayim at the time of the Churban to Yavne. Right? In other words, you know the story, right? The Gemara of Rechon and Zakkai feigned illness and then they let the word out that he had died. And Yerushalayim was at that time under siege of the Romans, but there was a tremendous amount of infighting. There were at least three different Jewish factions within Yerushalayim. There were zealots and there were other people. The people supported the Romans. And the Chachamim felt they cannot continue this. The people were going to let a little bloodbath. Chachamim at the time, Yochanan Zakkai felt that we cannot continue to fight the Romans because it's a hopeless battle. And therefore, he was able to sneak out of the city in a coffin. They let word out that he died. And then when he got the coffin out, because you don't bury in Yerushalayim, so you bring the coffin out, then they opened the coffin, and he hopped out, and he went to Vespasian, who at that time was a general, and just became the emperor of Rome, and he struck a deal with him, and he agreed to surrender and Yerushalayim to the extent that he had authority, and they moved to Yavne. And but Yochanan and Zakkai was the Nasi, but he kept a low profile because of political reasons. They were afraid that the Romans would start up. So Yochanan and Zakkai took the leadership role, and he made numerous takanas, and many of them were for Zeichel HaMikdash. So ultimately, you may be right. Anyway,
but even during the day of HaMikdash, there was a parallel process. I mean, the Kat Kohanim was all over, not only in Beit HaMikdash. It was
Beit HaKohanim,
Beit HaKohanim all over.
In Stama, yeah, for these reasons, yeah.
For that reason, they also took off their shoes?
It goes before Abiyah HaMizakar, they did not. Come Abiyah HaMizakar, they said yes. But what we do, we don't enact the Beit HaKohanim of the Beit HaMikdash, we enact the Beit HaKohanim of the outside of the periphery.
Yeah. Okay, so the Radvaz is in a tshuva in Chelek Vav, in the Shnei Alofim Reish Samach Daled, raises the question, Shalta imutu lekohanim lalos duchan begilik or b'shir relish, certain types of shoes, v'heim shal or, elo shein dorsim emal gavi karka, elo gavi karam uksosos. Some type of slippers or something, you don't usually go outside in or something like that, or other types of shoes. He says, Garcina Perak Elin Amarim, ain't he quotes that Gamar and Sota, ain't a Kohanim, Rashon Lalos, Pesanam, Duchan, Zuachas, Tesh, Takas, Tikan, Vechon, Zakai, fine. Okay. As a side point, he quotes the Rambam. We'll see the Rambam inside presently. The Rambam calls Shimi Takanas Ezra. It's interesting. The Rambam says, and Takana says, we'll come back to the Rambam. The Nemar Boshnei Tamim. And he, the Radvaz, quotes both reasons. Mishum quotes Sibur, Ravash Yom Hashem Nifsikol Ritzuah, the Sandolov, Azul, and the Kapram, Amri ben Chalutza ben Gerushu, and so on. So, the Radvaz proceeds to show, I showed you the other Vishon and the Meiri, and the Iran and Megillah, reject, don't even bring up the Kavod Sibur reason. They say it's because of the Ritzuah. But the Radvaz mentions both reasons, and not because, just because he quotes the Gemara, because he goes on to say that there'll be nafkamina between the reasons. Now, if you hold that it's a din of that it might be dirty or whatever it is, it doesn't make a difference what the material's out of, right? Who cares what it's made out of? Right? And or for example, let's say you have a type of things which have no straps to start with, no straps to rip. Right? So maybe that's true, but that's what he discusses. He says, the only problem is when you wear the type of shoes you go out in the street with, they can get dirty. Okay? But here, these type of slippers apparently people didn't wear outside, so it wouldn't be a problem. They've got no straps on them, this type of thing. So that's what it wants to be, make of these types of things. And so what I'm just showing you is that the Radvaz took both answers seriously. Unlike the other Rishon Levin quoted, I'm just mentioning that Rabbaz does bring both tibbutzim, and he says nafkamina is between the, you know, he says in this case, what he's talking about, it won't be either thing. The only thing he notes, that the Rambam says, again, we'll see the Rambam says you stand barefoot, which sounds like you shouldn't wear anything. I mean, barefoot meaning barefoot. He says, socks, right? In other words, or tights of some sort. In other words, in the Rambam's day, they never wore those kinds of things. They only wore types of shoes or sandals. When the Rambam says barefoot, it doesn't mean literally barefoot, it means without. Now this Rav Kasher in that essay has a whole discussion whether or not that's so, but again, that's not a topic I want to mention now. So that's the that's the Radvaz. So you have a question, and we've shown them whether or not, you know, we accept this reason, that we accept both reasons, we accept the one reason. The Rambam, as I started to before, says something interesting. The Rambam is in Perek Yud-Dalad of Hilchus Tfila. The Rambam puts Hilchus Tfila and Hilchus Nisias Kapayim together. The laws of Duchening, the laws of Nisias Kapayim at the end of Hilchus Tfila. I think officially he calls the whole thing Hilchus Tfila u'Nisias Kapayim. One the unit. The way they printed most standard edition of Rambam, so Hilchas Tefillah is up until the 13th parak, 13th parak, when we start in Parak Yudalad, is Hilchas Nisias Kapayim. So anyway, in Parak, whatever you want to call it, in Parak Yudalad, the Rambam writes in Halacha Vav, Ein HaKohanim, just a moment, Umitakonas Ezra, Shalo Yalo Kohanim Leduchim Besandaleon, Ela Omdin Yechafen. It's Mitakonas Ezra. So here there's an asterisk and say Tzorch Lomer Yechim and Zakai. And the Kesef Mishnah mentions also. Okay, Kesef Mishnah says, he quotes the Rambam, Takonas Ezra, says, a Brisa and Sota Daf Mem, Parak Bas Rosh Hashanah we saw, Umikomokom To Sofer Yesh, Bedivar Abeinu, the Harminim, and Educh to Takonas Yechim and Zakai. It's got to be Takonas Yechim and Zakai. The Gam ben Meruba, the Gemara Bava Kamed of Pei Beis, has a whole list of Takonas Ezra, and this isn't one of them. So he says, the Gam ben Meruba of Ezra Takonas, Hiskin Ezra, less Salaha, Elakach Tzarech Ligos, from Takonas Yechim and Zakai, it's Takonas Yechim and Zakai. I looked in Rav Kafach's edition of the Rambam, which is, you know, the great Yemenite, the Talmud Chacham, and he also says, he quotes his Kesef Mishnah, he thinks it's correct that it shouldn't say Yechim and Zakai. He says he brings the Gersa says that it's Ezra, but he says that it's a Tol Sofer. He just thinks that's not right. The only thing that I have to take a look, you know, there is Frankel doesn't appear on Avon. That's the one volume. No, there's no Avon Frankel.
Oh,
for Frankel's Rambam, which is a critical edition. You know, it's a does not that Avon is the one volume I haven't done yet. That's the only thing missing still from the set. Of should come out hopefully soon. But I have to check with someone. You know, they put out there is one edition of the Rambam. Just I think it's just Madan Avon called the Sefer Hamuga. Okay, my colleague Razuka has it. He studies the Rambam very seriously, so he has this. It's called the Sefer Amuga. So what it is an edition of the Rambam from a manuscript which was the Rambam himself signed off on. You can get it. But I have a library. Have it here. Oh, they're looking at another day. I'm going to quote it. Yeah. See who has it. So the Sefer HaMuga, it's available, but it's expensive. You know, libraries have it. So you have to see what appears in that edition. Sometimes there are interesting differences. But be that as it may, in our, whoever it was, the Rambam brings this din down again, and he writes, Ela om din yichayfin. They should stand barefoot. Okay? We already saw that, we already saw the reason why yichayfin, at least the Radvaz said it's not meant to be taken literally. The Hagos Maimonios and Ozdalid quotes the both reasons, the reason of Kavarat Tzibur and the reason of the Ritzua snapping. And however, he quotes V'chos Rav Yoh, the Rav Ashi Shori B'blat Tishakayim. He quotes the Rav Yoh. The truth is, I looked for Rav Yoh. I wasn't sure where to look. I couldn't find it in the Rav Yoh. But the Hagos Maimonios quotes the Rav Yoh that Rav Ashi, who's the second parrot, is matir wearing socks and other things. In other words, why? Because if the whole din is that we're afraid that the strap's going to rip, so then it only applies to things that have straps. So the Argos Manos quotes that from and I don't know whether he says the Rambam is agreeing with that or not. The Rambam says, Yechefen, I shouldn't wear socks. Again, Ravad says, Lavdavka.
Is there any part of the about it that the Rambam says you go barefoot?
That would be a good question. Well, we started out, before we got to the Medrash, we start off from the fact that the Moshe Rabbeinu was told to take off his shoes by the bush. So the Medrash there says, on that pasuk, says that the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash should be barefoot.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's our that was our point of departure.
Then
so,
hug them like that, go barefoot for
I don't. I would think that today would have the op would call more people's attention to it. I'm not sure. You know, we'll see something similar to that shortly. In the what about in the Shulchan Aruch? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Arachayim Simon Kuf Chav Ches Sifhei. Oh, the wrong one. Am I getting Aleph? I'm getting Mishabur also. Aleph. Mishabur actually being the base problem.
Based on this, would there be a problem davening barefoot?
No, so the truth of the matter is, and I don't want to go into this now in detail either, but in places where it's acceptable to stand before a king like that, the answer would not be, it's not inherently a problem.
Okay.
Around here, anyway, the Rambam, Rav Kasher in that essay, I should have brought it. Rav Kasher in that essay on the Torah Shlema, on our parsha on Shmos, in the Miluim, you know, he has a sort of a denda in the back. So he discusses this subject in general, and I think, and yeah. So he, because you look carefully in the Rambam, you know, when the Rambam says before davening you're supposed to wash your hands, he also says to wash your feet. I wasn't washing feet. So the answer is because they stood there. Apparently, in those areas, they stood barefoot, so it's not a problem. Okay. Anyways, the Shulchan Aruch rules in Siman Kuf Chav Ches, Arachayim Siman Kuf Chav Ches. It says it there. You found it.
Yeah, he put over in.
Right backwards. Yeah. So there may be a gifra.
The gifra here is mitakanot shelo yalu.
Ah, just with Takanos. I didn't say anything.
Anything.
Okay. All right. Anyway, in Siman Kuf Chav Ches, if hey, the Mechaber Paskin Stam, Lo Yalu HaKohanim L'Duchan B'Minolim, don't go to Duchan with shoes on. That's, it doesn't say any of the reasons. Okay? And the Mishnah Berurah writes, the reason is, Shema Yifsuk, oh, let's go to the Tesvav, Shema Yifsuk L'Ritzur G'nai Hulo, V'Slotan L'Kishan L'Mutaris, V'Kishvena Bo Shachaber M'Vorchim, V'Yomu Shaben Gu Shaben Chalutzu L'Ficha Chalach V'Yashav Lo. And he writes, but so what about if there are no straps? Mishnah Berurah says, V'Afilu B'Me'om She'en L'Em Ritzur also the low pool Rabbonim. Once they made the deal, they're not going to start saying, well, you know, this type of shoe, yeah, this type of shoe, no, it'll be impossible. You know, you can't run a legal system that way. So a low plug rub on them. That's what he says. Yeah. So that's the Mishnah Berurah in Simchat Tezvav. However, the Mechaber does say, Aval Bate Shokayim Shari. What about Bate Shokayim? Whom in Olam Arucham Agim Ad Arkubos Aregel? Like tights, what do we put the shokai? Like sort of like some type of a boot or something, but it wasn't what they walked in. Okay, min olim aruchim. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That go up the leg. So it must be saying, I know some of chashok peshori the leka hocha time on now. There's no ritzus. Okay, yeah. Okay, that's the Mishnah Berurah. So that's the din as it appears in the Shulchan Aruch.
What's it? In the Doraita, like Yom Kippur. You don't say low plug.
Right, that's true, but low plug rabbonim.
It's more a
yeah, I made it stricter. Could be. I just want to show you the...
On the limb, if you use a lot of your work, on the limb of that side. So you take off on the limb and you don't come with that.
I don't know. That's a good question. I remember. The truth is, I remember when I was in Yeshiva, when I was in Gush Etzion. So they put up, there was a sign outside the Beis Medrash. It said, you know, by under the director of the Rosh Yeshiva, if your daven was, you know, you have to wear socks when you daven. They didn't want them davening with the bare feet. I'm not sure. Just to show you how serious the Otzar Gaonim. In Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Aleph, it's B'divas Otan Rabbanon. Just to see how serious it was taken, it says V'Kohen Shenichnas Levarach B'Mirol V'Salam Oser V'Dochen Oso. Tell him to sit down. The guy goes up with the Jew, don't let him go up. Shekach Shana Chacham Zalain Achon Roshayin Lalav Nalem V'Sad Aleim V'Duchen V'Zeach Mitashit Akon Shetikan V'Echon Zakai. So the Otz, according to the Gaonim, whichever one of the Gaonim this is quoted, no, there's a Jewish of Amram going maybe. So the took a din very seriously. You know, if you went up with without with shoes on, they wouldn't let you go up. It wasn't stopped. Now whether that's so or not, the halacha. So that ties in with what I want to look into right now for the professor Shear. It would seem that there are certain exceptions to the rule, which again may relate to what the ultimate reason is. In Maseches Nozir, so in the back, in the Yerushalmi and Nozir, you have something called the Shiore Korban. Shiore Korban is a commentary called the Korban Ha'eda, which is the main one of the main commentary. You know, there's no Rashi on the Yerushalmi.
So you have Rashi?
Yeah, but he didn't write. Well, the question, what he had exactly, I'm not sure, but. If I'm not mistaken, Rashi. Certainly the Balei Tosfos quote the Yerushalmi all the time. I don't know offhand whether Rashi does. But on the side of the page, in the Yerushalmi, you have two commentaries, the Pnei Moshe and the Korban Ha'eda, which are critical, you know, that's the Rashi's on the... In the back, they've come up with the Shiore Korban. So the Shiore Korban knows your Perek Zayin
Allah. Somebody who bluffed the Rashi on the Yerushalmi.
Someone bluffed the Yerushalmi on Kodshim.
Yeah.
I don't think bluffed the Rashi. Yeah. But anyway, the Shiore Korban and Perek Zayin of Yerushalmi Nozir, Aloha Aleph, it's page Lamed Dalam and Beis, Lamed Dalam and Aleph on the page of Yerushalmi. In the back of my edition, the Shiore Korban is on page 112. So it says as follows. He quotes the Gemara Bavli in Soto, right, that the Kohanim can't go to the Duchen, you know, because of Kavitzi, whatever the reason is. And this is what he says. Mashma, b'mokom d'leko l'mecho shachach, k'gon shebonov no sinas kapayim. What was the whole reason? People say, oh, he's not a real Kohen, that's why he sat down. But if he's there and his kids are grown kids, whatever, they're duchening, so then the chashash isn't there. No one's going to say he sat down because he's not a real Kohen, because otherwise he would have made his children sit down too. That's what it says. He says, Kishabonim no sinis kapayin, oh, Shanira lakol, demach machasandal, who, Shari lalas besandal, below komatam, and so on. He says, if it's clear it's clear to everyone what happened, you don't have to worry about it. Now I don't know what that does exactly to Mishabura is low plug Rabbanon, but that's the Shiore Korban. He says if there's reason not for the maybe the low plug only goes on the kinds of shoes, but if the circumstance then we don't say low plug. I don't know. But that's the Shiore Korban. So if the person's children are there and they don't have to worry about that particular chashash, then you're safe. Rav Moshe Feinstein has an interesting tshuva about this subject. In Orachaim Chelik Beis, Simon Lamed Beis, and Moshe was asked the following question. The Kohen She'ein Lo Raglayim, a Kohen who has no natural legs, V'Holek Raglayim She'osu Lo, and he wears prosthetic legs, right? Could happen. L'Inyan Asiyas Kapayim. It's interesting.
Prosthesis,
yeah. So it says... it's written Malach Kudidim, or Meir Kahana Shlita. The Tshuva is to me. I don't know if that's the same Meir Kahana. Could be it is. But anyway, his Tshuva is as follows. B'dvar HaKohen She'en Lo Raglayim V'Holech Bragla.
Meir Kahana was a Rosh HaAgudat Yisrael B'Eretz Yisrael.
That's also Meir, the same Meir. Okay, I don't know. It doesn't matter who it is, but I was just wondering if it was the same. But anyway, as the activist. But anyway, it says b'dvar koin she'ein lo raglayim v'holeh raglayim she'osu lo v'eino nikar k'shu b'min olim v'chshiyosu lo v'yen nikar av shelach b'piz makos. You know, in other words, when he has this prosthesis, so it can't tell necessarily that he's, you know, doesn't have legs. But if he's going to take off the bottom, so then it's, I guess it's made out of rubber, whatever it is, it'll be noticeable. Okay. The question is, what's the story? So he says, because it'll call undue attention to him. In other words, people stare at it. And I also don't want that during, there's a din that a kohen who has a mishmudik appearance, people stare at him, so they don't do that either. So that's, you know, that's the question here. You don't let him duchen either. If it's a kohen who has such a, people will stare. If it's something like this, some deformity that people stare at. So he says, anyway, in the course of the tshuva, he says, the end, achoreshin is, I'm reading the end now, achoreshin is bor zeh yeshmokom lahatir. You can be makel about it, okay?
Letting him expose it, or
yeah, but letting him go with the shoes. You know, let him go with the shoes.
It'll be more of a, like,
right, that's his basic point. That's his basic point. His basic point is that you know, they're going to stare at it. But then he adds something interesting. The imu kohen yechidi. What if he's unmarried? He's a single, right? Yesh vada lismoch al zeh. The haba kohen yechidi are leka bet some tam agzera. The Rav Ashi didn't tizel tzu yimuchrochen lechakos ad shishu v'aladuchem lo yishach shum laz rak mishum shalah gam kshu od kohanim gozu ki gam. I'm sorry, one second. No, that's what he means. A kohen is the only kohen. I'm sorry. It doesn't mean he's single. It means the only kohen. He was kohen yechidi. Okay. Why should that be so? Yeah, right. I'm sorry. The coin was not a single coin. He's the only coin in shul. He said because then he says Yesh Makom Lomer the lawyer goes in ba'ofen shulavata mitzvah nesis kapayim. They're not going to undo the whole mitzvah of duchening for this reason, right? He's the only coin. That means that they're not going to be duchening. Not going to be nesis kapayim. So that they wouldn't do. Okay. So that's a Moshe. He wants to be. He wants to be mekel and kadesh lisbata mitzvah nesis kapayim. So claims the Moshe not tshuva. But since Eliezer,
that would be another nafkamina if it was covered.
Yes, right. If it's covered, it's right. That's correct. That's what I mentioned. Yeah.
Become punctual, like in the base mitzvahs, if you have certain things.
Certain types of form the psukim. Yeah. Sure. So the modeled after that. Is the same. By Brooks' comment, it's anything that people would stare at too strangely. But in the Beis Hamikdash, the Torah actually lists off in Parshas Emor various. Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva in Chelik Yud Dalad, Simon Yud Aleph. Chelik Yud Dalad, Simon Yud Aleph. He's asking, what if you have a kohen who, for some, you know, it's freezing cold. There's an older man or whatever, and he's sick. You know, his particular question is, you know, Waldenberg is a Dayan who was very much involved in medical issues. I think he's the official posek for Shari Tzedek. So he's asked, Nesias Kapayim LeKohanim Cholim BeBeis Cholim Benale Bayis Benal Lo Shalor Imsuchim Mekain Shalor Yechayim B'Lig Arbayim. You know, a guy's sick or he wears slippers and so on. So he says, BeBeis HaKnesses Shali in my shul, BeBeis HaCholim Shari Tzedek in the Shari Tzedek Hospital. Sometimes Cohen's in the hospital, he's sick, and he comes to daven with slippers, you know, leather slippers, okay? What other types of thing? They want to go up to duchen, and they don't want to take. So the ground, you know, Yerushalayim, there's a cold stone floor. I remember my aunt's house, you know, even in the summertime, I woke up in the morning, and stood up on the floor, it's like ice, you know, even in the summer, the floor, those stone, Yerushalmi stone floors, they have, you know, poor Yerushalmi carpeting, I just got out, and you know, and I got my socks on right away. So these people are sick, you know, people are sick, always nervous about getting cold. So he says, also I was doing an olive, I feel my skin, my kinds are done by, I ain't no, I was doing yochet mamish, fine. Anyway, so he says, he goes through the sugi a little bit, and he says, Ula mikaven shamaduba shalana wal shasad chak, shal cholim anusim, o mefunokim machmas cholyam, okay, and plus, especially not made out of leather, matzasi takanalehem, vuhu, shal cholim ka'ela lo yalu lamala laduchon, el yisharu lamud lamata, bishova levitzvus, basic message. That's a great idea. What's the whole lashon of the Gemara? You shouldn't go up. The Gemara's lashon is shalolalas laduchan. They go up on a platform. But what if you have a shul like over here? Or even there is a little platform. But sometimes you have a shul where there's no platform. Well, there is a platform, but you can stand in the front. So Rabbi Waldenberg's idea, Tzitzel's idea is let the Kohanim, don't want to go. The whole is, in the first place, is to go up, because then people, you know, sometimes the platform is high, such that people's eye level is closer to where their feet are. But if they're standing on the same ground level as the people in the Tzibur, they're not worried. The guy's going to put his head down and look. That's not the problem. So therefore, it says in Tzitzel Yezer, Yisharu Lamud Lamata B'Shavu, it's just basically stay on the side, stay on the same level. And he brings various others who seem to be makel for this purpose. All right, Omid Bekarka Varach, and they stand on the ground level, because the only issue was when it's visible. So again, the truth is that answer seems to be more if it's a Kvod Tzibur issue, but if it's an issue that it's going to come untied, I'm not sure he mentions that. I don't really explain it. He says, Lishna Kaum issue in Kvod Tzibur less elaba ola laducha. The whole Kvod Tzibur issue is only when they're on an elevated level, so people's eyes will be directed towards their dirty shoes. So that's not right. V'chein le'iduch is Hashem etifzik l'tzua less eladafka baliyoso. I don't know why that should be. Why should that be? The other reason is only if they go up. I don't know why that, exactly why that should be. But that's what he says. Another thing he mentions, Bimkein, of course, another tshuva, another side to Mekel, is Yesh Lasso Smuchin Gamun and Veloma Shehayos, Ve'ena Medubash Allah Hatir B'Tadiris because those. We're not undoing the din. We're not saying that from now on this person will never take off his shoes for Duchening. Kahanam Eilab Atzma, Eilab Chabdalon Ken Tadri. Even these guys themselves are not going to always do it. Hamadur Akbar Rosh Shah, Lefima Tzavim Zam Yuchad, the Sibas Cholyam, certain illness that's present right now. So then, Yesh Mokum Lumad Gamkein Marmor, Lahatil Misakwan Loyal Duchen, Liam Dubishavar, this was Beis HaKnesses. That's another reason that, that he brings as well. Okay, so that's the tshuva of the Tzitzel Yezer. Fine. One other contemporary tshuva on this subject is from Rav Avad Yosef is in the tshuva Sichav Das Chelik Beis Simon Yud Gimel. He also asked a similar type of question. Kohanim shenim noim laos duchen varkus kohanim nei shekosha aleim lachutz min aleim asher regalim lefinei aliyos maduchen. It's difficult. I'll give another example. You have an old man who just it's too hard for him to bend down, to untie his shoes and put his shoes back on. You know, by us, duchening is, it's a big thing. They make a production, they go out during Musaf, they come in, there's all kinds of singing, and in Eretz Yisrael, duchening lasts, what, about 12 seconds? I mean, it's nothing. By chazaros shots. No yirat sons, no rabbanu shalom, no singing. It's 1, 2, 3. So this older man, and then by the time you turn around, they're saying tachanun, right? So it's like you're diving in a shtibel someplace, the tachanun is just part of the chazor shashatz. So if an older person, it's difficult to bend down and take off his shoes, and he go up, and he come back and put his shoes back on and tie them again. Like, well, it's a pain for him, in the literal sense. So he says, Ha'im yichol ha'oreslam sh'yuchu osis kapem en aleim asher aleim ba'ofen sh'yamdu agave karka. That's the question. Is it okay to stand, on the same level? So he mentions the din in the Gemara. And something, the Rambam, the Shulchan, everything we saw. Okay. I think it makes sense to say, because no problem of Kavarat Tzibur. He gives a reason why neither reason applies. Number one, Kavarat Tzibur, because the eye thing, eye line sight that I mentioned before. What about the strap? So he says, because why does the guy makbid to go down and tie his shoe in the first place? Not because I'm comfortable, because it looks funny. He'll be standing in front of the whole shoe and his shoe's half off. But if he's standing on a... So, according to Rav Yosef, sort of both answers revolve around what the people will see. So if you're standing on the floor, he says you won't be makbid to go sit down and tie it anyways. People can stand for a few minutes with an untied shoe. It's not a big deal. So therefore, it's not visible, so that, therefore it's okay. And he quotes other tshuvas to say, that's the language of the Gemara. He quotes others who say, it's interesting, what was the Gennai? Some say the Gennai was not for him, the Gennai was for the Tzibur. Right, it's not covered for the Tzibur, but the Tzibur can't see it anyways, whether it's untied or not, so what's the difference? It's not a lack of cover for the Tzibur. So anyway, just a moment. So basically, he also wants to say that it's... It's Hamahadrin b'mitzus gibori koch osei dvoro cholzim alem katonas asal v'olim duchen kazer rovi kadesh. He says, look, in Rav Shas at Chag, there's room to be make a little bit, but he says, you know, if a person can, he should try to avoid it. So that's, I think, the accepted din. I think I remember a case where there was an older man who asked a shalat, I was in the shul or whatever, and the rabbi said, look, if he can't do it, he can't do it. And that's as true from Yechari Chavidah. So that's how the Achonim seem to say that the Moshe Feinstein had his exceptions, it's Eliezer and Chavidah, they have their exceptions, so it's shaykh to say that there's room to be mekel. I just want to conclude maybe with the following. What is this whole Indian of taking off your shoes altogether? What's the big deal? We started off, the Medrash says Moshe had to take off his shoes because it's a holy place. So therefore what? The Kohanim shouldn't work in their shoes in the Beis HaMikdash, that's holy, so what? There's a sefer called a sefer Be'er Yosef on the Chumash, Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Salant. It's from the old city, you know, the old Yeshub in Yerushalayim. I think I've quoted him once or twice before. I think in Drushes, if I'm not mistaken, I don't remember now. I think it was Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, who was the sort of the chief rav of the old Yeshub, of the Charedim, the old Yeshub, who urged Yosef Salant, who was older than he, to publish his stuff on Chumash. They eventually did. Anyway, so here in Parshas Shmos, let's see, it's page, Amar Chaf. He writes as follows. He says, "Vayom al Tikrav Halom." The pasuk we started with in Paragimel pasuk. Hey, Kamokom Asher Ata Omid Olav Admas Kodesh. Shuv Medrash Rabba Kamokom Shashkina Nigleis Also Benil Sasando V'Chein Biyashua Shalom Alecha V'Chein Kohanim Loshim Shu Mikdash Alecheik. So he says, Yesh Litan Tam, this is the Ber Yosef. Yesh Litan Tam, Alisha Nils Asandal. What's the reason for taking off your shoes in a place where the Shekhin is? What's it all about? Al Pima Asher Kosa B'Sidu Shara Shemayel Bala Shalor. Something the Shalor said, B'Zeva Shono. He's talking about Brocha Zusha Osali Kol Tzorki, Kad Mesai Mesane. We, you know, it used to be that the Birchas HaShachar were recited by people as they did different things in the morning as part of the getting dressed process. So we had the minig, at least among Ashkenaz, and we say all the brachas and come to shul. But they used to say, when they put on their belt, they said, Otei Sebeti Fora. When they put on their clothes, Baal Bisharumim. And when they heard a chicken, you know, Kakadududusa, Anosen Asafibina, Asafibina. Right? So, the Gemara said, that's very simple, the Gemara in brachas. Otei Sebeti Fora. I mean, Otei Sebeti Fora is by the belt. Otei Sebeti Fora, yeah. The girdle, the belt, yeah. Anyway, but, Bracha Zusha also he called Tarki, he said, when you put on your shoes. What's that got to do? So he quotes in the Shalah, who says, why does that problem? If you may recall, the poskim talk about this, and they print in some Siddurim, that on Tisha B'Av, certain people don't say the Brach of Shalsi L'Kol Tzarki in the morning when they put on their shoes, because you're not wearing shoes, wearing sneakers or whatever, and you say Shalsi L'Kol Tzarki at night, right after. It should be the same thing, but there was some reason, not, I forgot already. There's a reason the Yom Kippur was different.
I thought that they simply cannot say Shachalik also key when you are in you don't have what you need.
Oh, that's an interesting question. Okay. All right. Anyway, so he writes that the quotes in the Shalom, the Kibalti Mimori Agona Chasi Maharshal, at the Maharshal, Sha'inu Kfima Sha'omar Dovra Melech, it says the Apostle about the Sermon Mount Melchim and so on, that there are Kabonaki, Akkadosh Baruch Hu Bora Dalad Madrigas Bolam Azez Zulam Alamizu. There are four sort of types of creatures or creations in this world. Hadomein, which is like rocks, a silent world, so to speak, this, you know, inanimate, right? Hatzomeach, which is a little bit higher. Tzomeach is that which grows, right? It has plant life, so to speak. Habalei Chayim, which is higher still than that. That's the animal kingdom. And Chay HaMedaber, right? The power of speech. You know, it's again, it's domein, tzomeach, chay, medaber. So the Hu Adam, most about a chayim and so on. So that's man. So he says, a man is at the top. So he says, when a person puts on his shoes, k'shalokeach ha'adam ha'or me'abehema, lasos min alayim, or min olam, l'midrach chafregel, ma'ra b'yosem revur, shu'am moshal ha'kol tachas ragel of mamish. A man puts on, so he's got, think about it, you stand in leather shoes, leather footwear, so you've got, you're standing on top of the animal kingdom with leather, and you walk over rocks and grass, right? A man is above everything. Man rules over everything. That's exactly what it means. When we tzadam and shalazos, nimtzim rabur, shenasu lo kol atzorchim. That's also we call it Turkey. Because Rome gave me, you know, memshala, so to speak, over over the world, the dominion, so to speak, over the all three of the other elements in the world, the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, and the inanimate object, the kingdom. So Ramosu b'choma sheish b'olam, al-kain, kishanoa minola b'vorech sh'asali kol tzorki ad kandvar. That's the Marshal's interpretation of this bracha. Mavur, mizeh, sh'nilas ha-min'olim more al-kach al-koach ha-min'shola shal adam. Putting on shoes shows man's dominion over the rest of the world. Shakadosh Baruch Hu shila adam al kol abriya lasos ben kitzono l'chol tzracha. If that's the case, so that's all very good most of the time. But when you're in a place which is admas kodesh, where there's a shechina, that's not the time for man to demonstrate his dominion. So dafka, you take off your shoes. That is not the occasion. He said, when you're in the place, the makom shenigos hashchina, the makom shal melech malchamo hakadosh baruch hu, shom also benilas asandal hamor al sroro memshala. Ki also laharz nekadosh baruch hu shum sroro gdula. You don't show your dominion in the presence of hakadosh baruch hu as a higher authority, right? Ukmo shamur shein gdula bepalton shal melech vein gavul zne makom. So Mamela, he says, and he brings the right. So Mamela, his idea, I think, is a beautiful idea. He says that the whole idea of wearing shoes shows man, according to the Shaloh, the name of the Marshal, and the Baruch Hashal, so they call Turkey, the whole idea is to show man's dominion over the rest of the world, so to speak. That's appropriate most of the time. But not when you come to Admas Kodesh, not when you come to the Beis HaMikdash. When you're in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not like that. When you're by Har Sinai, you know, by the burning bush, then it's not like that. And I would suggest, as we already started, when a person, and this is my own addition, but by Duchening, you know, what are the Kohanim? The Kohanim are really only the vehicle for the Bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sama was Shmiel B'nai Yisrael V'ani Avarchem. It's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mevarech. The Kohanim are like the Shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but ultimately the Bracha, huh?
The conduit,
right, through which the bracha HaKadosh Baruch Hu flows. So therefore, dafka by Birchas Kohanim, the Kohanim have to demonstrate they're not the ones delivering this bracha. The son of Shmuel b'nei Yisrael, yeah, they have a job, but vaniya avorchem, ultimately the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the forest. So therefore, they dafka take off their shoes. Okay.
And Rimela, you could say that in Chalitza,
yeah, you got to take off your shoe.
He didn't do what he's supposed to do.
Right, so he lost some of your dominion. Okay, good. Can make a whole drasha. Yeah, okay. I mean, that's an interesting question. I mean, how far do we take it? I mean, you know, but maybe that's what I mentioned. The Rambam spoke about.
Have you ever been in a misgad?
Yeah, mosque. Yeah.
That's unbelievable. What's going on?
Yeah.
Another big misgad in.
Yeah, by the Masaf Pele. 93rd
Street.
I'm there every morning.
Huh. Every morning. Go in when
you're
davening, and you will
see
what's going on.
Don't go in, you can go nearby. Oh. But it's a good question about a shul. Again, as I mentioned before, the Rambam speaks about davening barefoot, it seems to be, because he says you're supposed to wash your feet before davening in addition to washing your hands. So, but our practice today is, in other words, it's not, it's a din, and maybe from that point of view you're right, but since tefillah is amidah lefnei melech, you have to strike a balance somehow, you know. You
but
can't
in
Mishnah,
in Megillah says,
right, well, even to the shul, right, yeah, right. As a matter of fact, it's no game now with the snow outside. You know, people ask me about can you come into shul with boots and rubbers. You know, so my answer always is, would you walk in your living room like that? If the answer is yes, then okay. But
people come in with their coats on the chair, their scarf,
whatever. Right, right, in the shul, shouldn't. Yeah. But I'm saying, but certainly to walk in shul with dirty boots on, again, if the type of shoe boots or whatever you'd wear in the house too, that's something different. But other than that, it's probably better take off. Okay, so again, next week I'm not going to be here, and Motzei Shabbos
we are. Teleconference.
Ah, okay.